Glory to the Lord. This is Clear Vision, and I am Rose, and I am here to give you the clear vision of the Word, to encourage you and to bring you to those places, help you come to those places that you're free in the Lord, that you are walking in the highest place with God that you possibly know how to walk. And today the message is titled, Corners Are Made to Turn. Corners are made to turn. And we're going to get right on in the message with Psalm 16:7 and verse 8. And I want you to really stay tuned today. We have a guest. I have a guest that's going to just absolutely throw your socks off. A young lady by the name of Miss Bailey Christina Cummins. You are going to be astounded at this young girl and her love of God and her knowledge of the Word at 11 years old. She's already declaring and knows that she is called by God to minister and to minister worldwide. And she's doing just that by coming on this program. We are reaching over 1 billion people now every broadcast. And we're on 2 days in the week, 3 days, and we're getting ready to go on more times with Direct Dish Network and Sky Angel. So you stay tuned because you're going to be in for a treat on the second part of the program with Miss Bailey. I've never seen anything like it in my life, and I want you to meet her. So let's look right now at Psalm 16:7-8. And 16, verse 7 and 8 says, Show your marvelous loving kindness, O you who save by your right hand those who trust and take refuge in you from those who rise up against them. God is talking about here. He's saying that He wants you to understand that He is going to take care of you. He's going to take care of you in His loving kindness. He's going to be a blessing to you. He's going to come to you and save you with His right hand. He has saved you with His right hand when you take trust and refuge in Him. Now look at Psalm 16:7-8. 7 and 8 says, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. Yes, my heart instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord continually before me because He is at the right hand. I shall not be moved. You're watching this program and it's probably very late at night or it's early evening. I don't know what time you're watching it, but you are watching it, trusting God to minister to you. And He's so willing to minister to you. He's so willing to, for you to stay continually before Him, to stay at His right hand, to stay where He knows you'll not be moved. See, when you trust the Lord, when you trust God, you're going to stay in the presence of Him. Everything on this earth is changing. Everything is changing every day, including you. You're changing. You're growing in the Lord, or you're not growing in the Lord, and you're declining in your walk with the Lord. You never stay the same. You're either growing or declining. You never stay the same. So everything is changing, and you will rise to new heights and turn corners and come into new blessings and new challenges throughout your whole lifetime. That's what living is all about. Living is about change. Living is about turning corners every day. Maybe more corners in one day than another. Maybe you've just recently turned a corner in your life. Maybe you've been ignoring turning a corner. Maybe you've been afraid to turn a corner. God wants you to not be afraid because He's right there with you. You're at His right hand. God wants you to know that every time you turn a corner, it can be positive. And it's positively positive. It's always good because you know who's around that corner. You know God's around that corner. He's there with you as you turn that corner. And He's on the other side of it. You can experience God ready to change you at all times. You can experience God ready to grow you, ready to bring you into new seasons of blessings. Oh, so many times we get a blessing and we're so thankful that we have that blessing, and we just hold on to it and hold on to it and hold on to it. And while we're holding on to the blessing we just got, we're not allowing God to bless us again. When this broadcast started in October 2 years ago, 2006, I was so excited that I was going to have this broadcast and have a television program that I could speak to millions of people about. And I just thought that was it. That was going to be it right there, what I was going to do that day, starting that week and that month in 2006 of October. And it wasn't 6 weeks later, someone from the CTN station was talking with me and said, "You know what, Rose, we've watched the program. We love it. We want it on nationally." Wow, I couldn't even imagine having thought of that. I wasn't thinking about that. God didn't make me think about that. I was hanging on to that little blessing I had of going on the air, period. Well, guess what? Now we're not only on nationally, we're on worldwide. And we're on at night, prime time, on Thursday night. We're on Tuesday mornings at 6:30. We're on Sunday mornings at 6:30 in Tucson, Arizona. We're on Sunday mornings at CW Louisville, Kentucky. We're on Sunday nights on DirecTV, Sky Angel, and soon Dish Network. And we're getting ready to go on more stations and more stations. God wants us to never think that we're going to stay the same. We're never going to stay the same. Every day can be a day of change and turning a corner for you. Every day, God wants you to be made and understand that you are made in His image. You are made in the image of Almighty God. And God doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. But He wants you growing. Growing in who He is, in the strength that He has. He wants you moving forward and upward. He wants you taking on new challenges, new ideas, new ways of doing what He says. New ways of understanding that God is in the business of your coming into His place of strength and courage and never being stagnant. This young lady you're going to get to watch in the second half of the program asked me, as we talked the other day, she said, I made the comment about a pond on my farm. It had a lot of moss on it, and it was growing green stuff all around the edges. And she said, "What's causing that?" And I said, "It's stagnant." She said, "What's that mean, stagnant?" I said, "It's not moving. Nothing's moving. The water's still. And because the water's still and not moving, because the water's not changing, it's not moving around, it's not becoming refreshed, it's becoming stagnant." That doesn't even sound like a good word, does it? God has promised He will never leave you. God has promised that He'll never be far from you. He'll never be far from you. He says He'll never leave you or forsake you. And He says here in Psalm 16:7, He says, you're to say, "I'll bless the Lord who counsels me. He gives me wisdom in the night. He tells me what to do. I'm always thinking of the Lord because He's so near. I'll never stumble or fall." If you've stumbled and fallen, if you've stumbled in a relationship, you've fallen in your walk with the Lord, if you've stumbled in your time in the presence of God, if you've stumbled along, then let's get back up. Let's get back up and move forward and turn a corner. Let's get back up and go around that corner knowing exactly what's around the corner. God Himself. God knows you. God knows you. He knows what you need, and it's all good. He knows you, and He loves you. He knows that you love Him. He knows that you love Him. He knows every word on your tongue before you speak. God already knows that when you move forward with Him, when you agree to move forward with Him, that He's never going to allow you to trip up or stumble. The key is you move forward with Him, trusting Him. That's the key. Oh, I'm here because I love you, and I've followed the Lord 30-some years of my life since 1975, and I had many years of stumbling around in my walk with the Lord. So many years of crying out to God and not knowing which way to go because I wouldn't listen to this word, and I wouldn't act on this word, and I wouldn't stand in this word. I was so fearful God would ask me to do something that I couldn't do. God will never ask you to do anything you can't do. He will never ask you to do something He's not equipped you to do, or He hasn't already equipped you to do. He will equip you if He hasn't already. Whatever He's asking you to do, maybe you need to be loving somebody more than you are. Maybe you need to be sowing love into someone's life that hurt you. Maybe you need to be sowing peace into someone's life that's not peaceful. Maybe you need to be sowing love and peace into your own life. Maybe you need to be sowing your finances. Maybe you've quit sowing finances because you didn't think you had any to sow. Maybe you have decided that God can't bless you and you're financially having problems, so you'll just hoard all your money and take hold of it and not let God have anything. I want you to know today that when you're following God's leading, when you go ahead and you trust Him and you confidently, boldly turn every corner, God is right by your side. Isn't this awesome? Isn't this the most awesome thing you've ever heard in your whole life? I'm going to be back with you in just a minute after our break. I want you to pay attention and order the DVD and the book that they're offering you. And you come back because we're going to be interviewing and talking with and being ministered to by Miss Bailey Christina Cummins, the youngest person in ministry I've ever met. She's 11 years old. Just wait till you hear what she has to say. I love you. I'll see you in just a minute. This is Clear Vision. Clear Vision. And I am Rose.
Order today your DVD copy of Strong Mountain. Let God establish you in His power. Stop seeing negative circumstances as greater than they are. You are God's strong force on this earth. Learn to start seeing yourself as God's established Strong Mountain. Rise up blessed every day. Order your DVD copy of Strong Mountain. Request today offer number 25 titled Strong Mountain. You can support this ministry with a seed gift, a monthly gift, or a one-time gift. Just send your donation to Rose Ministries, Box M, Bergen, Kentucky, 40310.
Praise the Lord. I am so glad you've stayed with me, and now you're going to get the real treat of the Word and the Lord in this message. But before we get on with our guest, Miss Bailey Christina Cummins, I want you to make certain that you write down the address, the telephone number, whatever you need to order this DVD on email, a website, whatever you need. Strong Mountain. God has, by His favor, made you a strong mountain. And I want you to have this so that you can learn by the Word of God how to be an overcomer and not make circumstances greater in your life than they really are. God has made you a strong mountain. And then when you order that, you will automatically get 30 days, the champion in you, 30 days of prayers, 30 days of teaching, 30 days of blessed scripture that brings you into the power and victory of God like you've never seen before. So order these two pieces of ministry tools to encourage you and lift you up. I love you. That's why I want you to have this. And if God leads you to support the ministry, then send in the support. Call the ministry. Generously sow into the kingdom where souls are being reached. In the name of Jesus. Don't forget now, order these two. God bless you. Lord, I just can't thank you enough for having giving me the privilege to have Bailey, Miss Bailey Christina Cummins on this program with me. Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that she's been called to your word, called to your servanthood, called to minister, Father, to those throughout the earth in the name of Jesus. You see, when we come into the world, right, Miss Bailey? When we come into the world, God has already planned what we're going to do. Isn't that true?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And He had it planned before you ever got here, didn't He?
Mm-hmm.
How many years have you been on this earth?
11.
11 big years. And how do you know the Lord's called you to minister?
Because I can feel it.
You can feel it. Well, I had you write down a list of questions that you would like to talk about. And we're going to get to those in just a minute.
But first, I want people to understand how I know you. That's really a story in itself, isn't it? How do I know you? How come I know you?
Because you're my grandma.
I am your grandmother, and I can tell you, sit up straight, can't I, huh? I can tell you I am your grandma, and I can set you up straight all the time. Honey, you are a blessed, holy child of God. You're a holy woman. You're only 11 years old, but you have turned some corners in this last year. You made a list of questions that you wanted me to talk about on the program. And one of them was, the first thing you asked me to ask you was, what led you to be saved? Wow, let's talk about it. What led you to be saved?
Well, I knew that when we went to one of my cousin's church, who is pregnant, that my mom kept prodding me over and over again. Every time Pastor C would ask if anyone wanted to be saved, to come up. And so she kept prodding me, and I said, no, I'm too shy. Then my brother went, and that really made me want to go.
Wow.
And it felt really great once I did get saved that Sunday night.
You received the Lord. I remember you talking to me about it before that. You were talking about being baptized, and you decided to be baptized too. The next question you wanted me to ask you about was your relationship with Jesus Christ. Talk to me about that and tell the audience watching, what kind of relationship do you have with Jesus?
Jesus is really, really amazing. Usually when I read the Bible, you can really, really tell and sense that He loves you so, so much, because the Bible promises, and He is the Bible.
He is the Bible, and He tells you He's the Bible, doesn't He?
Mm-hmm.
I remember one day you came to me and you said, Mimi, you said, the devil tells me that God isn't real and that everything you say about Him isn't the truth. And then later you came and you told me something else. Do you remember what it was? No? You came to me and you said, you know, if it concerns the devil so much that God isn't real, then He must be. Isn't that what you said? Yeah. I love it when you talk about the Word. I love it when you minister to people that you see and you come across, when you minister to your family, your mom, your dad, your brother. A few weeks ago, we were sitting at lunch, and someone at the table said, Miss Bailey, you're always so kind. You never say an unkind thing, and you're never mean to anybody. How come you do that? You remember what you said about that? What'd you say?
Well, first of all, I'm always nice because that's how God made me. He made you the way you are on purpose, because He put a seed in your heart and He wants you to make that seed grow.
He made you kind and good, didn't He? And you said that day, I refuse to allow anything to make me be unkind or mean. I love that. That ministered so much to me that day, honey. Your next question here was, you have advice for others. What's your advice for other people?
To just stand firm in the Lord, because that's what He made you to do. He may have not made you to preach like He made me to, or anything else like that, but He did make you to be you.
Makes you be strong, doesn't He? People can be strong and preach through this ministry. You've told your mom and dad and all of us in the family that you are going to minister throughout the world, and that's what you're called to do, isn't it? And both your mom and dad are in the medical field, but that's not what God's called you to do. So you're going to preach, you're going to travel the world over, you're going to tell people who Jesus is. What people inspired you? You have another question here. What people inspired you to do better?
I have three major people. First of all, you helped me so much when I need it, because I was thinking a couple days ago, when Mimi's gone, who am I going to go to help me understand the Bible if I need help on it?
And where is it you think I'm going?
It's a long time before you're going to go. I know that's for sure. Long time.
Well, I tell you, you know who's going to help you, don't you? The Lord. He's there with you at all times, and I know you know that, sweetheart. Oh, I love this question you wanted us to talk about. How I got over Satan. Hey, that's a good one. Tell the people watching how you get over Satan, because they need to know how to do that.
Mimi told me that Satan wouldn't try so hard to tell you that God isn't real if he really was.
That's right.
And that pretty much helped me to go through all of it, because the time before, when I didn't know that, it was very hard to make him go away. Because when I prayed that he would go away, it just didn't feel like he was at all.
Yeah, and now what happens when he comes against you? What happens?
He goes away because he knows that I know his trick.
I love it. He goes away because he knows that you know. Amen? He knows that you know. And how does he know that you know? How do you think he knows that you know?
Because he knows that I'm firm in the Lord, and that now that I've learned so much, he can't withstand me or hurt me at all.
Glory to you, Father. Coming up here today to the broadcast, you had scriptures you'd been working on. Let's get into some of them and read what you wrote down here. You were into, I think you were into, was it Psalm 113?
Mm-hmm.
Read what you wrote first, and then if you want, go over there and read it in that.
Okay.
And get that big strong voice going. And get big confident voice going, and make every word count. Amen?
Okay. God gives children to the childless mother and sets the hungry and the poor among princes. Praise God, for he loves us so much. Hallelujah, O servants of Jehovah, praise his name. Blessed is his name forever and ever. Praise him from sunrise to sunset. For he is high above the nations. His glory is far greater than the heavens. Who can be compared with God enthroned on high? Far below him are the heavens and the earth. He stoops to look and lifts the poor from the dirt and the hungry from the garbage dump and sets them among princes. He gives children to the childless wife so that she becomes a happy mother. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. The Lord sets the hungry and the poor among princes. He gives the childless mother a child. Learned today, you didn't know it last night, but you learned today that our little, your little cousin and my other granddaughter that's having the baby, that she'd had problems. You learned that, and you said you didn't know that, but you were able to shout hallelujah because we got the news today, didn't we? God is victorious. He will not allow any child to go hungry that trusts him. He will not allow any mother to lose a child that trusts him. Amen? And he's more powerful than any evil the enemy comes against us with. He's more powerful than anything on this earth. He's bigger.
Amen.
He's a big God. Amen?
Amen.
And you had another scripture in 2 Corinthians 4, and that was 1 through 18. And let's read that one. And then I think you said it went over on the back of your notes here.
That's all I'll read on that.
I love your notes, Bailey. You're writing your notes in crayon. So I don't think it really matters if you're watching the program and you're getting all tore up about how you're going to write your notes down. According to Bailey, you just get you a piece of paper and a crayon. Okay? You can do it. All right. Give me that scripture.
The more people as one with Christ Jesus and the more people thanking him for what he's done for us, the more the Lord is glorified. The pains we feel in life won't last forever, but when we suffer for Jesus Christ, that benefits on our future with him and his Father in heaven forever, so that we may be blessed. The troubles will soon be over, but the joys will come to last forever. We don't try and trick people into believing what the Bible doesn't say, but we are in the presence of God, so we can speak nothing but the truth. Satan blinds, but God gives light.
Satan blinds, but God gives light. We're out of time. I can't believe it. Can you believe we're out of time? You're going to have to come back a lot. Will you come back a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Give us the last word you have for believers. You had a last word here. That was your last word for believers. What is it?
To just stand firm in the Lord because...
Look at the camera and tell people about this.
Stand firm in the Lord because if you don't, it's really going to mess your life up. Satan really wants to trick you. The enemy only... goes to steal, kill, and destroy, and God doesn't want you to do that.
Amen and amen. Stand firm in the Lord because Satan wants to trick you. Have you turned a lot of corners this year?
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot more to turn.
Yep.
Amen, honey. Thank you for being with
You're
me.
You're welcome.
Thank you for being my granddaughter. Thank you for being so in love with the Lord. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving people. I love you so much.
I love you too.
We've run out of time, and I want us to take a few minutes to share a testimony with you of someone that wrote in, called in the office, and I don't know of any better testimony that I could have for you than the witness of Miss Bailey. She is a powerful young lady of God, called by His own commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And she's going to do it. That's what it's all about. This person that wrote in and called in said, I had no direction in my life, and I was facing an important decision in my job and my home and my relationships. And thank you, Rose, for teaching me that God wants me to do what I should do and that He's promised. He's promised to show me the path I should take. Thank you for allowing me to sow into the kingdom in your ministry. Thank you for teaching me that I'm not going to get from point A to point B without every step with God. Thank you, Rose. I love you so much. Remember to keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep your heart and your mind directed toward Him. We've had a great time today, haven't we, Miss B? And we're going to be back together soon, and I'll see you on TV. In the meantime, you order your books, order your tapes, order your DVDs, and be sure and pay attention to the Mount Sterling date we're having in September when we can minister personally to you. I love you so much. This is Rose. This is Clear Vision. This is Miss Bailey today. And we will see you on TV the next time with Clear Vision.
Rose invites you to join her for a powerful time in the glory with Jesus you'll never forget. Plan now to come to this exciting event at Mount Sterling, Kentucky, September 19th and 20th, Friday night at 7 p.m. and Saturday morning at 10 a.m. at the Cathedral of Glory Church. Call now 1-859-748-9961 for more information and directions. Or visit our website at www.jesusandrose.org. Order today your DVD copy of Strong Mountain. Let God establish you in His power. Stop seeing negative circumstances as greater than they are. You are God's strong force on this earth. Learn to start seeing yourself as God's established Strong Mountain. Rise up blessed every day. Order your DVD copy of Strong Mountain. Request today offer number 25 titled Strong Mountain. You can support this ministry with a seed gift, a monthly gift, or a one-time gift. Just send your donation to Rose Ministries, Box M, Bergen, Kentucky, 40310.